Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, leaders. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Thursday. We're continuing this week-long topic of writing proper goals, and I would also like to take a quick moment to remind you to check out our resources that are on the AWB Education page and also the resources of our sponsor, Grundmeier Leader Services. There are many resources on those pages, lots of stuff there that can help you lead your school and your building. The links are in the description. I would advise checking those out when you get a moment. Today, we're going to be diving into the R in SMART goals, and that R stands for relevant. We're not just setting goals, we're aligning them with our core purpose. Stephen Covey famously said, "Begin with the end in mind." This means ensuring that our goals align with our overall mission and values. Goals should be relevant to the school's mission and to the individual's role within the mission. If a goal feels disconnected, it's going to lack the necessary motivation that we're going to need to be able to try to see the end of that goal. A study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology highlighted the importance of goal alignment with organizational objectives. It says that when goals are relevant, employees are more engaged and committed. Simple. It creates a sense of purpose and meaning, and it transforms work from task to a mission. So like we've done all week, let's talk about some actionable tips. For ourselves, we want to regularly review our school strategic plan and then also make sure that our goals align and contribute to the objectives of that plan. Ask yourself, how does this goal support the school's mission and vision? And how does it align with my personal values and my professional aspirations? Then once we understand the answers to those two questions, then we can start to prioritize our goals based on that relevance and the impact. Focus on the vital few rather than the trivial many when we talk about our goals. Now, communicate also the connection between your goals and the school's overall vision to your staff and your stakeholders. Let them know what your goals are. That's a great way to open yourself up to your staff so they understand that you're setting goals as well. So like an example of that would be if the school's priority is on increasing community involvement, that's pretty typical. A relevant goal to go along with that might be that I'm going to increase community partnerships by 2 per semester. Seems pretty reasonable, but it also seems very relevant. If we're looking for that community involvement, I'm going to go grab a couple community partnerships each semester. Now, when I'm helping my staff through this, I want to try to facilitate discussions about how their individual goals contribute to the overall picture, to the team and the school's success. Help your staff understand the big picture and help them connect their work to that overall mission. Encourage them to identify their own values, identify where they fit within the system and how they can impact the school's overall mission and goals. Really, how they relate this work to all of our work. Provide some opportunities for them to contribute to that school strategic planning process, especially if you're at that stage of life where it's time to really look at that again. Got to have those teachers on that mission or on that team to develop that mission as well. Bring them in for that. And then as we're going through this process, this is an awesome opportunity to collaborate with people who are not necessarily in their department. That's going to help with that overall school mission and vision. Have your art teacher working with your English teacher rather than just the group of math teachers sitting at the table. Really break that up and give people the opportunity to see that from the whole. So instead of assigning a goal, really have the teacher write the goal that helps the school reach its mission. We're going to help them work on that together to understand that their piece within our pie. Help review it, help them to be able to make the goal a SMART goal and help guide them through that process. That's going to help add to that relevancy. Relevant goals create a sense of purpose and a sense of meaning. It drives motivation and it helps drive commitment. We can transform work from a chore to a calling. We want to ensure that our goals are sustainable, of course, but the only way to truly do so is to ensure that they are relevant. That's it for Thursday, folks. Again, check out the resources on the AWB and GLS pages. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Otherwise, thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.